When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Do You Think I'm Kidding with Gina Gold
and Flynn May. Don't pick me up from school in those Jesus pants.
Okay, they're not Jesus pants, Ariel. They're leggings and they have the Sistine Chapel on them.
Well, they're embarrassing.
You don't know what embarrassing is. Do you know that when I was your age, my mom showed up at my school
with a red afro wig
and
bell-bottom pants
and on
platform shoes.
Oh, I already told you that? Okay. Well, when I was a teenager, I mean, and that's a very vulnerable time when you're a teenager because, you know, you really care what people think. You know, and your hormones are changing. Anyway, I had all these teenage boys were at my house, right? And there was a bunch of them. They would come over all the time. And they were like also, I mean, they liked me, but some of them were also haters. You know what I mean? So anyway, any excuse to make fun of me. They would have been happy for any excuse to make fun of me. And do you know that my dad came home from work? He goes into the bedroom. He comes out and has changed into
a pink gaucho lounge outfit.
Oh, I told you that already? Okay, well, that's fine. But I know I didn't tell you this, that I had a dog. The dog's name was Pongo. And Pongo was this Dalmatian who I loved so much. And, but unfortunately, wherever I was living, I couldn't, Pongo had eaten, basically he had eaten the floor of the place where I was living. So I sent Pongo to live with my parents. And when Pongo got there, he ate my dad's hairnet. And the reason my dad said he had a hairnet is because his head got cold, which doesn't make any sense. So then Pongo had an operation and had to get the hairnet removed from his intestines. So then after that, he wasn't quite acting right. And so, and my mom said that my dad had left the hairnet there on purpose. But my dad said that that absolutely wasn't true. But then my mom said that one night my dad was going to hit Pongo with a shoe. And my brother got in the way and said, "Don't you hit Pongo with that shoe." And then my mother said, "And don't you hit Alan." And that's because that's my brother. And then my mom's story is that then my dad took her and threw her to the ground. My dad said he moved her out of the way and she fell. Either way, he had to go to jail for the evening and he said all he had was a very small blanket. All of that to say, you know, it's embarrassing. It's just really embarrassing. Okay, so then after that, poor Pongo met his demise when one day my mom came down the stairs to find Pongo foaming at the mouth and walking backwards. So he had to be put down, and my mom said that Pongo had been poisoned and that my dad had used this untraceable poison. So she takes the body, the Pongo's dead body, and has Pongo shipped to Cornell University, pays $1,000 to have an autopsy done, and they couldn't find the cause of death. But my mother said that that was because they used an untraceable poison. But she was positive that my dad, because he had been reading all of these novels, knew how to poison someone without being detected. So then, anyway, when my friend Black Suede came over and it was time to eat breakfast, my mom says, "I'm not going to eat any breakfast that your dad cooked because it was poisoned," right in front of Black Suede. Do you know how embarrassing that is? Thank you so much for listening. You have been tuning in to Do You Think I'm Kidding? A podcast with Gina Gold
and Flynn May. Do You Think I'm Kidding? Is produced by Gina Gold and Flynn May. Our engineer is Catherine Ray Mondo, and our editor is Ray Jean Lebasano. Tune in next time.